findings of an investigation into secret letters issued to Republican terrorist suspects, assuring them they were no longer wanted by the police, are to be published later this morning. Lady Justice Hallett's review was ordered by the Prime Minister, David Cameron, after the so-called On the Runs letters controversy. We can speak to the BBC's Ireland correspondent, Chris Buckler, about this morning. So why is today so important, Chris?
Well, today is the day whenever we find out a bit more about the operation of these letters and, of course, whether any other mistakes were made. It was a mistake that effectively prevented John Downey from being tried in connection with the Hyde Park bombing, which took place in 1982. But, of course, earlier this year, that trial was not allowed to go ahead because one of these on the runs had been given to him by mistake. He shouldn't have been given a letter that assured him that he was not wanted by the police. But he was given a letter and a judge ruled that that was a promise by the government that he would not be prosecuted. And that has led to a whole debate about these letters, exactly who knew about them. Unionists insist they didn't. And of course, you'll remember earlier this year, a real political crisis when Peter Robinson threatened to walk away from power sharing at Stormont unless there was an inquiry into it. Now, he didn't get an inquiry, but he did get a judge-led review. And that's the details of what we get today.
Yeah, and in this judge-led review, obviously, we don't know what is in it yet. But presumably, if there is something very, very surprising in this review, Chris, then we will await what the political reaction would be from the major unionist parties in this country.
Yeah, and the unionists will be looking at this particularly closely to see exactly what is said by Lady Justice Hallett. Now, there are, of course, other issues that she probably won't address in terms of this report. For example, Peter Robinson also said that he wanted the letters rescinded. And not, you know, that is not something that I think that Lady Justice Hallett is going to address directly. However, she will give details of how this operation was agreed, this whole scheme, and, of course, who knew about it. And there is this ongoing debate. You know, you talk to Sinn Féin and they say this was in the public domain. It was very clear that we were trying to find a way of dealing with the on-the-run situation, these people suspected of paramilitary crimes. However, unionists insist to this day that they knew nothing about the way it was operating or that a scheme had been agreed between the then Labour government.
Throughout the day here on Radio Ulster, we'll see a bit more coverage on that story.